Hi, Tim Sneath here from Microsoft, from the Silverlight Evangelism team. And I'm here with Chris Holt from Intergen. Chris, you look like you're enjoying the sunny weather here in Vegas.
I'm being bright and sunny, Tim, wearing my my bright yellow branded shirt. missing the summer, really. No windows over here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
They don't like you seeing what time of day it is in the casinos.
They don't want you coming out at all. So Chris, you're from a Microsoft partner in New Zealand. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
So we're a gold partner in New Zealand, of sort of a moderate size. We would be the biggest of the Microsoft specialist gold partners. Yeah. So we are 100% Microsoft and enthusiastically so.
And you've been working on something really interesting that I'm hoping you're going to show us in a minute for opening Word documents in Silverlight.
Well, it's not just Word documents, Tim. Okay. So part of the recent work that Microsoft have done over the last couple of versions of Word is really moved towards an open and standardized file format. That's called Office Open XML. It's currently an international standard, standardized by ECMA, the European Computer Manufacturers Association. And so that's obviously the default format for Word 2007, but it's used by a number of other products as well. And so what we've done is we've said, let's grab that. It's just XML. Well, actually, it's XML inside a zip file. Let's grab that and let's build a Silverlight app that lets us actually show it and show that document inside a web browser without having to have Office or anything else installed.
Wow, so any machine that's got Silverlight on can now open a Word document if they've got this application available?
Yeah, absolutely. So Windows, so Macintosh, and we're obviously working really closely with the Moonlight guys, the Novell guys, to try and make sure we can touch off Linux as well. So we're really, really quite excited about the fact that we can now use sort of our .NET programming talents to touch all three of those platforms.
And so you can view a Word document in this case without even having to buy a Microsoft Office license.
You don't need a Microsoft license whatsoever.
Okay.
Right. You could have your Macintosh. You've got the Silverlight plugin installed, running inside Safari. Right. And literally, you can pull this application up and view that Office Open XML Word processing document via inside the web browser.
And that's because of this open Office Open XML.
Yeah, absolutely.
Standard.
So the fact that we're now working with an XML-based document standard means that this is possible. We really would not have had a fun time trying to do it with a binary standard.
Right. So you use Silverlight, and Silverlight is what's responsible for opening the these documents. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how you build
the app. So we do all of the work client side. So Silverlight will pull down, and it has to be obviously from the same domain, right? We can't do cross-domain calls at the moment. So Silverlight pulls down the docx file. Now docx is a package document under a thing called the Open Packaging Specification. That's just a zip file, right? So Silverlight unzips the file, and then it takes out the Office Open XML content, the word processing markup language content, and then we use link. So we use link to XML. So we put the link provider across the top of that that XML document. And what that lets us do is really easily run through and efficiently, because remember, we're talking about large XML documents here, so easily and efficiently run through and parse out the various elements that are XML, and then we can obviously render that out to the screen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you show us a demo, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
So literally, we're running here inside Firefox.
Okay.
But on Vista. So it's Firefox on Vista. We've got a couple of sample docs here. If people want to have a look at this, they can jump up to www.textglow.net.
So textglow.net.
That's the one, Tim.
And this is live now?
This is live now. It's hot. They can go and grab it.
Great.
And so we've got a couple of documents here. We thought the best way to sort of show this off would be literally, let's just host our press release document inside the application. So that's what we've done. And literally, we can jump between the pages here. We've taken, it's Silverlight, Tim, so we've taken an awfully gratuitous sort of 3D approach. We thought we could actually do a full motion video on a spinning sphere, but we backed back from that and just thought that our gratuitous 3D approach for the day would be to actually have these pages flick back and forth.
Right, that's really nice.
But of course, the guts of it is in this little white rectangle here.
At the end of the day, people actually want to read the document.
That's the important bit. So we would expect people will be able to reskin this to have, say, a more formal skin if they were using it in SharePoint. But we just wanted to be a bit showy,
right,
here.
Right, so this is almost like a demonstrator
of
technology.
I mean, the key is, you know, this is a collaboration between not only sort of our dev guys, uh-huh. right, who so the dev guys are responsible for what's inside the white box, uh-huh. And then our interactive team at Intergen actually work on making it look like sex.
Okay, so this was one of those XAML collaborative kind of experiences.
Absolutely, and it works really well. Uh-huh. Right? I can't reinforce how well it works. Uh-huh. Literally, it's so much easier for that interaction to occur with Silverlight. The designer Naz Khan, who runs the WPF user group back in New Zealand, uh-huh. Put together the design, and effectively it was untouched from there once it reached the developer's desk.
Right.
She didn't have to go back and refactor it. Nothing was broken. So uh-huh. it's a much nicer way to work than sort of the good old days of HTML, kick it over the fence and then have it broken by the devs.
Right. Is there anything else you can do with the app?
So what we'll do here is if we jump in. So this is us showing off another document. Obviously, okay. You'll see we support a mixture of fonts. So uh-huh. Silverlight 2 obviously makes it a whole lot easier than Silverlight 1.
Right.
Fonts were always going to be a bit of a problem for us. We still do have a limited subset of fonts, uh-huh. but we cover off most of the ones that we're commonly going to expect to see. Obviously, we do images, lists, indented lists, uh-huh. tables.
Do you have any kind of zooming on the
So no zooming yet.
Okay.
We're still thinking about how we're going to deal with zooming. we have links, images, alignment, all of those sorts of things. I mean, to be honest, the Silverlight bit's the hard bit of this.
Uh-huh.
The Office Open XML is quite nice. It's relatively mature.
Right.
It's well documented.
Yeah.
Silverlight is new, right? It's the cutting edge stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't think of how we'd try and handle this sort of a project using the other toolset.
Right. I was going to say, because you really need zip, you need the XML parsing, you need something that can render and animate.
And it's got to be fast, right? Because these are simple documents, but if you're dealing with a 30, 40, 50-page document, you've got to parse that out as XML.
Right,
that is
right.
reasonably intensive application. Yeah. So again, this is we've been revving it really frequently over the past sort of month or so as part of that internal Silverlight program.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, it's great that you guys have now dropped the Silverlight 2 beta bits this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's fantastic that it is a Silverlight 2.0 because it is markedly different to the 1.1 sort of alpha bits that were sort of the first emergence of the true .NET environment into Silverlight.
Yeah. So where does this application go from here? I mean, obviously, this is something of a proof of concept sort of demonstrator. Where might you take this?
Yeah, so really proof of concept at the moment. I mean, the goal for us, obviously, would be to think, where do people expose Office Open XML documents on the web?
Uh-huh.
And to us, that means looking at things like SharePoint, looking at document management systems.
Right.
Where in the past, they might have said, you know, well, you have to take the document, and what do? Well, maybe you turn it into a PDF,
uh-huh.
and then you sort of hope, well, does the PDF accurately represent the Word document?
Uh-huh.
So obviously, those are the sorts of places we'd like to see it end up.
Right.
At the moment, we only support word processing, and we do support a subset of the word processing capabilities. It'd be great if we can spend a bit more time and actually broaden the amount of word processing markup we support, and hopefully, you know, Silverlight's a pretty rich environment. Also support things like presentation ML, so the sort of stuff that would come out of something like Microsoft PowerPoint.
Right.
And, you know, because there should be no reason that we can't do those sorts of things in Silverlight.
Right, so once you've done one, it's easy to kind of take some of those skills. Once you've done one, we've
done a whole lot of that base work around the open packaging specification and all that mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's just saying, hey, how do we put together slides
and
potentially with animations and so forth using Silverlight.
I love the potential of this. I mean, I think of, you know, as you mentioned, in the old days, you would have to go and create a PDF and then share that PDF out, and it would be tough to kind of modify it or keep it up to date. You've got two separate files, so there's the opportunity for, you know, differences to emerge as somebody makes a minor edit to the Word document. With this, you're really just sharing the original document in a very portable, very web-orientated way, which I think is
absolutely.
Great.
I mean, it's huge, because in the past, if you wanted to read a document like this, you either had to have Word installed.
Yeah.
Or you had to go and muck around and download and install a viewer, and what if you're at the airport on the airport machine and it was completely locked down, you couldn't do that.
Right.
So now we're relying on Silverlight, and I expect to see Silverlight will be really, really broadly deployed.
Yeah.
You know, and so much more broadly deployed than say Office or any other Office Open XML viewer.
Right.
So we can piggyback on the top of that breadth of reach and use that and leverage that to our advantage to really make it possible to view these Office Open XML documents off web-based sites.
And Chris, where can people go to get more information on this, say if they wanted to license it for their own applications?
So at the moment, if they jump onto www.texglow.net, there are contact details there they should give us at Yale. Let us know what they think. Love to take their feedback. You know, does it rock their socks? You know, well, is it realistic? And we'll be working on it. Obviously, as you guys work hard on Silverlight 2.0, we're tightly tied to that. And so we'll be making some more announcements around ship times and availability and licensing once you guys are a bit firmer with some of your bits.
Okay, great. Chris, it's been super to see this application.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thank you. Pleasure.
All right.